Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got back early. We got up at 5 a.m. at the Texas border with Mexico, and we're back in Austin for the July 1st, 2021 transmission. Here's a few of the highlights of what we witnessed on the Texas-Mexico border.
Trump's not suppressing this, but I got to tell you, even Fox News is not showing people this. Fox News could send a team down here. We've been in here 30 minutes. We're going to upload these in chunks, raw, to band on video. And many of these people have disappeared out of their countries. Many of these people are alone, like this little boy right here.
Barefoot.
And they're just disappearing. Who's this little kid? That's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little boy with a Hispanic lady and a baby. Right there, 100% not his mother. Did you just see that right there?
I got it. I got it on video.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you just see what I just saw right there? We need to call the police. See those packets that's loaded on an airplane or a private charter, and then they're put on these buses. And this just continues around the clock, totally illegal. The border absolutely, completely open. Follow along right here. This is replacement migration right here. And, of course, the globalists exploit the third world. And then they implode the borders and bring the third world here to be controlled. And many of these are families, but also many of these are unaccompanied children that even the Senate's own report 6 years ago found disappear into slavery, including sex slavery. Now, at least this time, this is a proper vehicle for the smuggling. And this is not the back of a trunk. This is not the trunk of a car. But we literally just arrived here 3 minutes ago. Our cameras weren't even ready. And boom, this facility, which just a month ago they leased, is now full of people. When the doors swung open and these people were filed out, I saw more than 50 people, men, women, and children, inside right now. And now they've rented buildings up and down the street on both sides of the street. So, again, a lot of people, when I stopped that car because they were illegally putting three children in the trunk, they said, oh, it must be fake because it says Hollywood on this old building that I guess decades ago had some type of clothing store. Oh, this is a real place, McAllen, Texas. This is real. What's going on right here, okay? And it's all illegal, but Biden is not enforcing federal law. And these counties are even bucking the state governor, Abbott, who's declared an emergency here and called in state police from around the country to try to arrest people when they do violate the law, like trespassing on people's property or any type of theft. So here you go. This is an emergency response team, state assistant EMS support vehicle, state placard ID. What does this even mean? Again, who are these organizations? We need to find out about all of this. We need to investigate. Here's another one pulling up to get more people. Now, why is this important? Well, for hundreds of reasons. When you allow this type of illegal activity to go on at an industrial scale, it allows criminals to bring in drugs, kidnap children, you name it. We have video at the airports of the same woman day after day delivering children saying, this is my child, babies. They're allowed to fly, just handing them off to people, handing them off to NGOs, and then these children just disappear. My sister's adopted. It took us 2 years to adopt her from South Korea. They had to go through all the background checks. They had to check us out, and we had to pay a lot of money, and they had to make sure that they weren't taking a child from a woman that wasn't trying to give the child up. And there should be a lot of strictures and rules and laws involved in adoption. This is, again, industrial scale taking place. And, again, they're obviously about to load this back up and then leave as well. Again, you've got these people in their supposed security guard outfits, and this is all just outfits. It's just dressing it up with the appearance of legality. So they got little armed guards out here.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
And its 250 years history has never had traitors as bad as Honoré and Milley and Austin. These men, once they've been politically, culturally, economically, and using the criminal justice system defeated, will be known as the new definition of Benedict Arnold. They are the plague. They are a curse. And they are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us. They're spoiling for a war. They're spoiling for a coup. They're spoiling to overthrow. And they're getting ready to carry out terror attacks. That is, their handlers are to be blamed on those of us that are loyal Americans in our opposition to the destruction of the country and the sellout of the nation. And they're all over television saying Trump questioning the election is an act of terror and he's got to be dealt with by the military.
The government's going to kill this guy.
And they're on channels saying we need to get members of Congress using the military.
People sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president.
And then General Milley and General Austin and General Honoré get up there and click their heels and say, we want to slug out with the American people, and every white person that doesn't salute us is a white supremacist enemy, and we're the Americans, and they're Hitler, and we're going to get them. We're ready for war! Turn us loose! Ooh, 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 ooh. We're going to get America! Death to America, says Milley. Death to America, says Austin. Death to America, says Honoré.
It's July 1st, 2021.
To chronicle the treason and anti-American activities of General Honoré, Austin, and Milley, it would take years. Let us examine only one small data point, the gun confiscation that took place after the Katrina hurricane, where peaceful people, high and dry, under the orders of Honoré, had their firearms stolen and taken from them, never to be returned.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
And now Honoré is organizing the national response for the Democratic Party for gun confiscation.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes. For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp.
All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in. I said, it's not even loaded. I really thought they were going to kill me.
They took them.
and they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them.
You never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
You know them by their fruits, as Christ said. A leopard never changes its spots. Here, in focus, is the treason of Honoré against the Second Amendment and America.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We were born for this time. We were born to be on air. We were born to be engaged and listening and taking action. All of us, of every race, color, and creed, who love God and justice, are coming like moths to the flame. But evil is coming like moths to that flame as well. The flame of liberty. The flame of our children's destiny to live innocent lives and to be able to have their own free will. That is under attack. We have so much news today. We made really, really good time back from McAllen. It normally takes about 6 hours to get back. We got back in less than five. It's good drivers. And so I'm here, and Owen's going to be riding shotgun with me for an hour or so before he goes, gets ready to take over his own show, 3 p.m. Central today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we have Roger Stone popping in next segment. Remember, he told you a month ago they're going to start by indicting the company and the heads of Trump's company, and then they're going to move against Trump. That's what Democrats are planning. You heard earlier in the week, oh, that's not true, Trump's lawyer said, but now the head of Trump's company has been indicted, pled not guilty, did absolutely nothing. They say, oh, during a divorce, Trump might have let one of his children who's getting divorced stay in a condo because he was kicked out of the other condo that his wife was living in. Oh, and maybe they were able to use company cars, maybe company pencils too, Owen.
Oh, no, and if he had to, you know, cut a check, it may have been a pen, Alex. I mean, God forbid, but you know, when you watch that video that we came in with and you realize how serious the situation that this country is in right now, I mean, folks, we've got communists and globalists breathing down the neck of the United States.
China threatened war against us in a huge speech today.
I mean, the fangs are out. You know, you see the vampire creeping up, and then you see them getting right there ready to bite your neck, and then the fangs come out. And then it's time, and then it's the bite comes.
That's right. Dracula is lunging at our throat right now.
And so the analogy of the flame of liberty, you know, the people, half the people going to it, or I don't know, whatever the numbers are, the communists going towards the light of liberty, the torch.
They're going to extinguish it.
Yeah, exactly. They want to put it out. Meanwhile, freedom lovers are on a kamikaze mission to the flame of liberty to do anything to keep it going, even if that means jumping into it themselves to spontaneously combust.
Because we know we're about to go into the tunnel. We're about to be under total communist takeover, re-education. That's their plan. They don't want to just take the U.S. over. They want to butcher it, chop it in pieces for maybe 80, 90 years like the Russians. I mean, they want to break our spirit.
And for some people, this information, this intelligence is tough to swallow because they haven't really seen it play out like we have in InfoWars for the last decade. And the doctor that I had on yesterday that was on the Alex Jones show that I interviewed, it was such a powerful interview. And sometimes when you're talking to people like that doctor who's so informed when it comes to the vaccines and COVID and everything, and you're talking to her and you're going through things in your own head and you realize, again, we already knew this, but like you play it out in two simple sentences. They made a gain-of-function virus. They intentionally made a gain-of-function virus to be released, to be used on people. I mean, why else would you make it? That's why they make it, to be used on people. And then they intentionally censored and made cures to the sickness of the virus called
illegal.
Illegal. I mean, what is that?
And notice she's a prestigious medical doctor. She testified to the Senate. She goes, listen, this is all just mainline. Every doctor knows this. It's like, in America, we drive on the right-hand side of the road. in England, the left hand. It's like the sun is yellow. This stop signs are red. They said, oh, if you're having trouble breathing from pneumonia or flu or whatever, don't come to the doctor until you're really sick. Then they'd call that COVID. It was all premeditated default against known medicine. And they go, it's the science. It's the science. It's the science. These people need to be arrested.
And then they'll blow your lungs out on a ventilator.
Which is the new guillotine.
And then they'll send you know, your COVID-infected grandma into the nursing home to kill the rest of the grandmas and grandpas in there.
And by the way, we don't know any medical doctors defending what the system's done. None.
Well, there are some, like Vin Gupta, but that's because he's a CNN guest, maybe even, you know, a federal shill or something.
Well, I mean,
like
see,
that.
He'll tell us that the... They're up saying is down, down is up.
They're saying, oh, just get every vaccine. Just get every vaccine. Get it once, get it twice, get it as many times, you know, because it's safe and effective.
And then they go, oh, but it doesn't help you, so keep wearing your mask.
But imagine.
Oh, we need new lockdowns. Oh, my gosh, the Delta Plus.
But here's the formula as we go to break here. Okay, someone made and released a virus that can kill you, and they're also making it illegal, the cures to the sickness of that virus. What does that equal, folks? Someone's trying to kill you.
Oh, and the very same group all met and said they want to depopulate us.
I mean, it's like, I don't want to be the doctor telling you you have a terminal disease, but someone's trying to kill you in case you haven't noticed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. We have the host of the War Room, Owen Schroyer, riding shotgun, and the former co-host of the War Room, famous political prisoner, longtime political operative and patriot, Roger Stone, for one segment only, popping in with his prediction a month ago they would begin indicting leaders of the Trump Organization. That has now come true, unfortunately. Alan Weiselberg, who he says is a great guy, has now pled not guilty to using company cars, and during a divorce, with his son was getting divorced, Trump let him use a condo for a few months. Oh, my gosh. Did he let him use Post-it notes, too, Roger?
You know, Alex, the juxtaposition of this with, say, Hunter Biden is extraordinary. Hunter Biden still has a $200 million stake in a investment fund in which his partner is the Chinese Communist Party. But no, there's no indictment there. Instead, we're going to indict poor Alan Weiselberg because he used a car or a condo for a few months. This is really Mickey Mouse nonsense, but it's meant to sully the president's reputation. It's meant to generate negative headlines, which it certainly has done, because the Democrats do not want to run against Donald Trump again in 2024. That's what this is really about.
Tell us about Weiselberg. You've known Trump 45 years. Adam Weiselberg was a confidant of Trump's father. I don't think you can get, you know, closer to the family unless you've got blood here. He has said that Trump's done nothing. He's done nothing. This is just outrageous.
Alan Weiselberg is a very decent man. He is a devout Jew. He is a financial genius. Keeping track of all of the various businesses of Donald Trump is an enormous enterprise. He is very shrewd. He is very honest. He's very meticulous. Hard for me to believe that this man did anything wrong. And I know what it's like to be squeezed by a prosecutor. I know what it's like to be threatened that you'll spend the rest of your life in prison if you don't say what they want you to say. My heart goes out to both Alan and his family. He's a fine man, and I think he is being subjected to a witch hunt.
Well, it's just amazing to me that I'm reading this in indictment, and it says, during his son's divorce years ago, they let him use a condo when he was kicked out of the house, and maybe a car, and maybe a bonus at Christmas time or something. I mean, this is cash. I mean, this is insane. It's like saying he might have had a crooked toenail at one point compared to just what the Democrats publicly promoting pedophilia, world government, smuggling children over the border. It's two different universes.
It's really extraordinary how minor this is, particularly given the enormous buildup this got from the mainstream media. Trump about to be indicted, and so on. The other instance I read about was Matthew Calamari, a longtime associate of Trump, was the COO of his company. He may have gotten some insurance benefits that he didn't properly report on his income taxes. Please give me a break. I mean, you have massive crimes going on in Washington, D.C., new revelations that Joe Biden attended business meetings for his son's businesses, specifically went to a restaurant, which we learned about a week, 10 days ago, which he denied. But no, there's no investigation into any of that. This is where hundreds of millions of dollars have changed hands. No investigation into that.
You know what this tells me about Trump? He's got to be one of the cleanest people that has any big business I've ever heard of. Because the way they write laws, everybody's doing something wrong. I mean, if letting people use a condo during a family problem or letting someone use a company car, we have a couple company cars. Owen drives a company car. Does that mean that I paid you off in some criminal action? I mean, this is just next level. This shows me that Trump is like an angel. I mean, who could have hundreds of properties and all this and not have anything going on wrong with federal investigations, state investigations, city investigations, all these people being threatened who they've gone and rolled up for crimes they committed separately, saying we'll let you off, just make something up, and they can't even get anybody to do it.
Well, congratulations, Owen. Alex just put a big old target on your back. I'm sure you'll be detained.
Yeah, that's all right, Roger. It expanded about half an inch from that comment, so that's okay.
No, it's not even that. Well, no, we've got two company cars. And one time your car was in the shop and you used the company car for a month.
But it's ridiculous. The point is, I work for the company. I need to get to work. What am I supposed to do if I don't have a car?
The point is that during the ice storm, I let the engineers use my personal truck. Oh, my God, they used the truck for a week. Are we going to get arrested for that?
Look, I'm making a joke to make a serious point, sure. Which is, this is all petty ante stuff. I think we know what happened here. The Mueller investigators looked at all the same material, all these same business records, turned them over to the state of New York, and they have a fishing expedition. No probable cause, no evidence of a crime, but let's just keep looking. What was it Stalin said? Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. I think that's exactly what's going on here. Call it witch hunt 3.0 at this point.
Roger, I've never been so stunned at a political prosecution as this. I mean, you did nothing wrong, but they at least tried to cook something up. This is, he let somebody use a condo when they were in trouble and a car, the heads of the companies. I figure they'd have a lot more than that. They could just put it on, it's all on paper. This is literally saying, we're taking you to jail because you wiped your ass.
Well, but Alex, let's be clear, the investigation is not over. That even the president's lawyer said that he was not being charged at this time. Not sure what that means. I'm praying that the president is safe. I'm praying that they will use better judgment and drop this nonsense. But this is still an open question as far as I'm concerned. And I'm hopeful that the president has a strategy and the right lawyer if, in fact, he ends up being dragged into the middle of this circus, which is what it is.
But here's what's not an open question. This is 100% political, and everybody knows it. Why isn't the Republican Party making more of a fuss? Why isn't the Republican Party up in arms about this political harassment?
Never underestimate the stupidity of the Republican Party. This is a feckless, weak-kneed, gutless group of leaders in the House, particularly, who never want to do battle, who always want to make a deal. And then you've got patriots like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Lee Zeldin. In the Senate, you've got Ron Paul, and the senator from Louisiana. I mean, there are a few people there who are brave and courageous and willing to take the radical left and the Democrats on, but not within the Republican Party leadership.
Roger, we only got a minute and a half, but you said they're going to start with the organization and move on. Notice Trump's lawyers say Trump's not being indicted now. You're still extremely concerned, and I would say your prediction has come true.
Well, look, I love the president. I don't want anything bad to happen to him, and I would like to see him run again in 2024, and I recognize the entire political nature of this. It's politics run amok. You have a one-party state, essentially, in New York. The Republicans hold no statewide offices, hold neither chamber of their legislature. Certainly in New York City, one could never expect a fair trial. I've been subjected to a D.C. jury. I think a Manhattan jury would be very similar.
So why are they doing it? Just because they think mainstream media will paper over this and make this look like that Trump's dirty? This makes Trump look like an angel.
I think they recognize that the average citizen just sees the headline. They don't read into the body of the story. So Trump's organization charged with criminal activity, sure, it splashes up on Donald Trump. That's the idea. It's the same kind of malicious attacks that he's been subjected to by the fake news media for 4 long years. Nothing new here.
Well, I've experienced it with these Democrat-funded lawsuits. They'll take anything and just lie about it or make stuff up as even true. It's insane. Roger Stone, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to speaking to you again very, very soon. All right. Owen Schroyer's with me riding shotgun. We've got a ton of news.
4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday, we are here live from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, we have American Journal with Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. I also do a lot of special transmissions And I'm seriously considering, as so much news is breaking, on coming in Saturday and doing a special broadcast and a special broadcast on Sunday and maybe even on Monday, because we need to really understand this could be the last July 4th ever in this country. In fact, you could say last year was. We really are a conquered nation. If we're not honest with ourselves about how much trouble we're in, we have no hope. So I'm just asking listeners to realize that this is the moment of truth. Either people realize this is a globalist takeover at every level and reject it, or we just acclimate ourselves and submit to it, and it's over. So that is the point as a civilization, as a species, that we are at this point of no return. We're going to have to decide what we're going to do now. So let me just show you some of the news that we have here for you. Xi Jinping, you know, he's the dictator that has all the one-sided policies by the globalists to build them up and not us up. Xi gives blistering Taiwan reunification speech, vowing foreign meddlers will get their heads bashed in a Hitlerian speech. We're going to be going over that. U.S. Japan reportedly conduct top secret war games planned for possible Taiwan conflict. Australian town, 800 miles from nearest city, goes into full lockdown after single COVID-19 test. That's what's actually happening. UN-controlled Davos group pushes new lockdowns, citing Delta Plus variant lie. It's all lies. We told you over a year ago, they'll take some of the lockdowns off a little bit, and then as soon as they've done that, they'll clamp them right back down again, claiming variants. Now, how did I know that? Because people are going and finding us 14, 15, 16 months ago predicting it all. Because I know the enemy. They admit in their own white papers that they want a permanent lockdown, but they want you to have the illusion that it's going to be unlocked from time to time so you don't build opposition to them. So every time opposition builds, they will then loosen up a bit, but only to kill the opposition building and coalescing and taking back power. It's a psychological warfare system that they very successfully use. So we're going to be looking at all of that COVID news and how it ties together with communist China. Then it's just gotten too over-the-top disgusting. We're going to hit this coming up next segment. Yes, kink belongs at Pride, and I want my kids to see it. Men eating feces, drinking urine, and having sex in public. That's what goes on at the gay pride parades. I've never been to one, but I've seen the videos. And it is beyond disgusting. It's about defiling yourself in the system. And that ties into now the celebration of men coming in and showing little girls their penises in the showers and saying, isn't it beautiful? I've had sex with hundreds of women. And so that's what terrorizing these poor children is about. And most of these people at these parades have been sexually abused themselves. That's why they're very zombie-like and seem to have no life in them. So truly, truly evil. It's all about pedophilia. Psaki has doubled down saying, oh, yes, it's the Republicans defunding the police, and that's who's caused the crime wave. Republicans are just laid there taking it because they're such pathetic jellyfish. Also, turn off those big billboards all over the world. The globalists are saying, turn down your thermostat or turn it up. There's not enough power, and they're going to charge you more. It's all about carbon taxes. But then, all the big corporations and all the big billboards, they, of course, stay fully energized because they're essential. You're not. We're going to get to all of that. And then I spoke about white papers here with you. I spoke about white papers. We actually have some Davos Group white papers. I spent a couple hours last night, reading some of the new white papers on how to censor everyone in the world through global governance. That's a quote. And how they are the global government, the corporate world government with the UN. So between the UN and big tech and big pharma and the big corporations, they have a plan to end all inequality, and you guessed it, to end whiteness and end the family. This is all coming out of the Davos Group. The World Economic Forum pledges to censor health misinformation and anti-vaccine content. I read completely five or six of the white papers, the new ones that just came out this month, and I scanned over another 10 or so, and let me tell you, is it rich reading? And remember, these are the self-appointed corporate board where the corporations set the policy, the Fortune 100, controlled by the big banks, and then they tell you how you're going to be living. So until we organize against this and use our own regional governments to say no, and our own individual companies to say no, and our own individual will to say no, we have no hope, because world government is here. The New World Order is a corporate world government. So that is coming up with all the censorship rolling out. Right as Davos snaps his fingers, Trudeau, one of the leaders of implementing the New World Order, who says he wants to be a Chinese dictator, they've now introduced the worst censorship law of any Western democracy, allowing lifetime surveillance of everyone and banning of anything that the UN-trained censors say they're not going to allow. And now they have major leaders, state leaders, province leaders saying, we're never going to allow demonstrations or gatherings again because that allows unauthorized communication. So we're just openly going into worldwide martial law, and they just hope to acclimate us. And Owen, I think you said it earlier and on the show yesterday, the biggest problem is the opposition in Europe, the opposition here and in Australia doesn't realize how much trouble we're in and just eats around the edges of this instead of pointing out this is a UN corporate world government takeover as China as the model, and this is the new world war. It's a new type of war. We keep expecting army tanks and fighter planes, and that's part of it later, but this is really economic takeover war, bullying war, and so it's not just misguided leftists. This is a scientific blueprint in their own words.
Well, that's the problem is, you know, just like the media is 10 or 20 years behind InfoWars simply just because they don't want to be fully honest with their audience. Most of the stuff that Alex or I talk about on air, the average person on Fox News or whatever will talk about behind the scenes with their family at the bar, at dinner, whatever. They know it's all going on. They're just not going to talk about it on TV. So that causes the public to also kind of be 10, 20 years behind. And that's why they're so stunned when they see InfoWars reports from 10 years ago or whatever that are calling out everything that's happening now. No, we're just being real about what's going on. It's not that hard to predict the obvious. And so that's what's going on here.
People say, how did you exactly know there'd be a new variant? Because they said in white papers 10 years ago, once we launch this virus, we'll then have new variants to keep people locked down. And then we'll reduce the lockdowns from time to time to renew hope, but only clamp them down more to save the earth from carbon. I mean, it's all stated.
And so they can slowly roll this out in a short 5-year stretch is what looks like their goal is going to be. Oh, the medical tyranny. And you don't really know what's behind it. You just think, oh, there's this deadly virus. And, oh, all this stuff is getting shut down. What's going on? Whoa, this is kind of weird. This is kind of crazy. This is not right. This isn't America. Well, yeah, it's been in the works for 5 years.
And now, oh, sorry, that vaccine doesn't work. Now you've got to take more vaccines. Oh, sorry. Yeah, a lot of people are dying from it, but no big deal. Don't talk about it. It's all been planned.
And by the time that reality catches up to you, the new tyranny is going to arrive, and it's going to shock you and stun you, and you're not going to know what to deal with it, and that's the environmental tyranny. That's the you're not.
And that's what Davos said. They said, segue with the COVID lockdown into the new carbon lockdowns and all the new green deals and admissions that leftists can build buildings, but you can't build buildings. Your political affiliation in Austin is whether or not you get a permit. I mean, this is real communism.
And hey, you know what? I think that everybody could get behind, hey, let's save energy. Let's conserve energy. Fine. That's no big deal. But you can't make it a government mandate to limit how much energy you can use. And like, it's a good point. So, who decides that 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, 300 billboards in New York City in Times Square get to be lit 24/7, but I don't get to keep my thermostat below 69 degrees in the heat of summer?
And, you put in that little remote control Google thermostat in the terms and services, they're going to control your thermostat.
Yeah,
now.
But I can control it from my cell phone. It's so trendy. I can control my AC from the cell phone, Alex. Yeah. Yeah, good.
Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear.
Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Washington Post, Lauren Raulo. Yes, kink belongs at Pride, and I want my kids to see it. Do you see the total sexualization of children everywhere, pedophilia being promoted? There's the Washington Post in an article showing things I don't want to show our audience because you don't want to look at dudes in G-strings and men dressed up like animals and, you know, men shaking their butts in little kids' faces. But it's all super inappropriate. It'd be like if you took your five-year-old daughter or son to a topless bar.
Which they do that too.
Which only if it's gay. If it's a little boy at a men's bar, they throw money at him and say, I want to have sex with you. Well, he's a tough kid. He can take it. So I'm not going to read you the article. It's totally sick. My wife is trans. And it just goes on to talk all about how wanted to see people cutting themselves, defecating on the streets. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see something crazy, you definitely go online and look at some videos of some gay pride parades. I would call it lost people trying to kill themselves in slow motion. So Washington Post writer calls for children to watch kink at parades. And then they show little cute girls smiling with men dressed up like wolves, which they're telling you, we've got your kids, they're captured, and putting them through this hell. And this is the light stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's shift gears to that article from 4 or 5 days ago that's been a big national story. Video, spa staff dismiss woman's complaint about man exposing his penis to little girls in female area. Remember what Chris Cuomo said 4 or 5 years ago? He said, oh, people are complaining in public schools that in middle schools, that if the coach is a man but thinks he's a woman and wants to take showers with your 11-year-old daughter, they should celebrate that, and your daughter's a bigot if she doesn't want her coach. Now imagine, Gillette commercials and the left teaches men shouldn't say, hey, lady, I think you're pretty, come have a coffee or go get a drink with me. Or all sex heterosexuals is rape. Or, you know, men being masculine is aggressive. All that's bad. All traditional, real human activity, biological activity is bad. But if it's going to taking a child to a homosexual bar so money can be thrown at them and they can dress, dance around in a negligee, that's wonderful. And now if a man, and it turns out they've got other cases at the same spa, wants to go in and say, I've had sex with hundreds of women, here's my genitals, but I'm a woman, so now I've got to get out of jail card. They wouldn't even help her. And now the spa isn't denying it. They're defending it and saying your little girls need to see a woman's penis. Because if you'll put up with that, you'll put up with anything. So this is because men aren't standing up. Men aren't speaking out against this. They're now having protest and counter-protest at the transgender celebration center that was a workout spa for women, now a place for men to invade women's spaces and show them their genitals, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the original clip, and then we'll go to the latest clip.
You know, so it's okay. I just want to be clear with you. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section, show his penis around the other women, young little girls underage. Your spa, we spa, condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I asked. So he could stay there. He could stay there? What sexual orientation? I see a dick. It lets me know he's a man. He's a man. He is a man. He is not no female. He is not a female. He is not a female. He is not a female, sweetie. Okay, girls down there, other women who are highly offended for what they just saw. And you did nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, you sided with him. So we spa is in agreement with men that just say they are a woman and they can go down there with their penis and get into the women's section. Is that what you're saying? What really? What law? What law? So women can go into the men's with their breasts.
All right, let's stop right there. This is okay. How you devastate society. It's how you break it down. It's how you shut it down. Now let's go to this man saying he's a woman. They'll try to arrest you in California. You say this, but no, it's a fat dude. A fat dude. CEO of Trans Group labels women who complain about men taking over their biology, taking over who they are, and taking over their sports, taking over their children, pushing them out, raping their identity. That's all good. Naomi Wolf criticizes it as a real feminist. She's kicked off Twitter. CEO of Trans Group labels women who complain about men exposing genitals to children horrible. And the Washington Post says, take your children to see kink and see men have sex. Basically, rape their minds. Prepare them for pedophilia. This is all about normalizing pedophilia. That's the end goal because this is a pedophile network. Here it is. Let's play this man talking about how it's horrible if women want to be alone in their own bathroom and not have a man who now turns out was propositioning, saying, I've had sex with a lot of women. Do you like my cock? That's one thing if they're on a dating service and he's sending pictures to them. But no. This is in the showers. Here it is.
Controversy at a health club in Koreatown over the issue of gender.
That's right. Video of spa goers complaining was posted on social media. KTLA's Chris Holmstrom has video of the dispute live from Koreatown this afternoon. Chris.
Juan and Susie, this video is going viral. Already over 100,000 views on Instagram, even more on Twitter. And it's video that has a lot of people talking.
I just want to be clear with you. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section.
A rant caught on cell phone camera at Wee Spa in Koreatown. In the video, the woman claims a naked man was in the women's day spa.
He's a man. He is a man. He is not no female.
The woman who posted this video to Instagram goes by the name of Cubana Angel with the title Christ is King.
What really? What law?
Equal everything God.
So women can go into the men's with their breath.
The video goes on for about 3 minutes. Okay. Bambi Salcido is the CEO of Trans Latina Coalition.
I think this is one of the horrible things that we experience every single day within our society.
We reached out to Wee Spa. They declined to comment, but say they do follow state law, which makes discriminating against trans and other non-conforming people in business establishments illegal.
California is the state in the whole nation that has the most trans-inclusive legislation. And obviously, different local governments also adopt some of those.
Okay, so let's stop right there. Owen, responding to this, this is all scientific. This is all a takeover, and they admit they're doing it. I mean, here it is. When men are crowned first place in female beauty pageants, you know elites think you're stupid. And it turns out they pay the pageant to do this. This is all a sick joke.
No, there really is no response to this. This is completely, against all logic, all basic common sense. I mean, again, it comes down to the same thing. I mean, does Alex Jones have to walk into a female bathroom and you know, take a big fat you-know-what and then walk out naked and say, hey, ladies, and then, I'm trans, man, you can't talk. No, he'd be arrested immediately. He'd be registered. Same thing if I did it. Same thing if you in the audience.
But we don't want to do it. But like you said, the liberals now in their little girls' diapers put dildos so they grow up with this thing wanting it. I mean, they're perverts. They want to have sex with kids.
Total pervert.
Jocelyn Elders, you know, 27 years ago, wanted the U.S. government to masturbate your children, okay? They want to rape your children. They're a cult of pedophiles. When are we going to say no and push back?
5 years ago, anybody walks into a ladies' room with their male member out, you're getting arrested. You're going to be a sex predator on a list for the rest of your life. But now somehow it's liberal. And here's the problem, Alex. They look like adults, but they're not. Liberals are actually children at heart and at mind. They really are. They're in arrested development. They're mentally ill. They have a serious...
Oh, there are massive assaults all over the country with men raping women in bathrooms. We got to go to break. I want to cover this more with you. So much in the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss the next hour. I'm going to get into the latest. Davos is announcing a new worldwide lockdown. They are our God. They are the UN federal enforcer. Until we wake up to that and have our government say no, we're at the behest of their control. So far, we've been under their control. Briefly, if you want to support the broadcast and support your own health, X3 is triiodine, the thing your body's starving for, the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride and bromine and chlorine that they bombard you with, the bad halogen. And I'm offering it at a super low price to sell out of it so you see how amazing it is. It takes about 15 days on average for it to kick in. Check it out for yourself. It's what your body's craving. Most people have deficiencies in it. Most iodine you can't absorb. You can't absorb this. It is 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and it's selling out. But despite the fact it'll probably sell out in a week at current sales rates, I'm keeping it up at least through Sunday at 60% off X3, and your purchase funds the operation of 360Win. You got to try X3. X2 is awesome as well. It's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.